Reading on page 69, Appendix A, Troubleshooting Guide. Out of environment space. When you boot your computer, you may get an out of environment error message. This means there is not enough room in the DOS environment to store all the information Oscar and any other programs need. The Oscar installation program checks for a line in your config sys file and adds it if it is not there. The command line shell equals /c:\command.com/p/e:512 sets the amount of environment space. To increase the environment space, edit your config sys file and change the number on the shell line to a bigger number, such as 700. Oscar Ready Scanner not available. The scanner must be connected to your computer and turned on, and Oscar must be properly installed. You can test the functionality of the scanner from the DOS prompt by typing BATCHRD. The scanner should scan a page and create a file called TEST-01.OSI. If the size of the test file is greater than zero, your scanner is installed properly. If there is a problem, review the compatibility and configuration section of Chapter 2. Oscar Ready Bit Scanner does not scan. Check to make sure the scanner is unlocked. Read the section Locking and Unlocking the Scanner in Chapter 2. Oscar Ready, Scanning Not Authorized. Oscar has not been installed properly. Oscar may only be installed from the original Oscar disks. Insufficient extended memory. Run the testenv program to see how much extended memory is in your machine. You should have at least 2800K available. If you don't, reduce the size of your disk cache to 256K or remove any RAM disks you've created in your config sys file. Reading on page 70, make sure there is at least 5 meg available on your hard disk for a swap file. This file is created automatically by Oscar and is assigned a name by the swap line in your AutoExec bat file. The installation program adds the line set space swap equals c:\Oscar\XMSWAP.tmp to your AutoExec bat file. Note, your swap file cannot reside on a RAM disk. Oscar exits showing several lines of numbers and letters. Oscar may exit and show several lines of numbers and letters in a box on the screen. This is caused by one of two reasons. Either you have a corrupted swap file or Oscar encountered an internal error. Run the DOS check disk program to discover if your disk is corrupted. Add the /f after check disk to allow the disk to be repaired. If CheckDisk does not find any errors, call Telesensory Technical Support, toll-free at area code 800, number 537-3961. Unexplained errors when scanning with the HP ScanJet 2C or 2P. Experiencing unrecoverable application errors or system freezes may mean ROM address conflicts. Resolve address conflicts by changing the switches on one of the conflicting cards to choose a new location within the computer's address space. You can run the switch set program to get the recommended switch settings. There are 4 rocker switches on the interface card. If you hold the card with the metal support bracket towards you, the switches read 1 through 4, left to right. The switches are used to set the ROM address. If the bottom of the switch, the part closest to you, is pushed in, the switch is set to 1. If the top of the switch is pressed in, the switch is set to 0. Below is a table of the address and switch settings for the HP ScanJet 2C and 2P. The table is in 5 columns. The first column is the address setting range, and columns 2 through 4 are the settings for switches 1, 2, 3, and 4. Reading across for address range C8000 to CBFFF 1110. For CC000 through CFFFF 1010. For D0000 to D3FFF, switch settings are 1100. For address settings D4000 to D7FFF, switch settings are 1000. For addresses D8000 through DBFFF, switch settings are 1111. Reading on page 71. Address settings DC000 through DFFFFF 1011. Address settings E0000 through E3FFF, switch settings 1101. And finally, address block E4000 to E7FFF, switch settings 1001. Also, make sure you've excluded the area of memory occupied by the card from any memory managers you're using. See, compatibility and configuration in Chapter 2. Page 72 is blank. Reading on page 73, Appendix B. Test and configuration tests. Telesensory provides configuration tests to verify that your current system configuration is compatible with Oscar. These tests are run automatically as part of the pre-installation program. If you want to run the configuration tests manually, enter the following command at the DOS prompt. T-E-S-T-E-N-V. Note, avoid executing the testpenv executive file directly. The testenv program calls the testpenv program for some of the tests. By default, testenv displays an abbreviated listing of the test results. To get extended reporting of tests and test results, use the slash e options as follows. T-E-S-T-E-N-V space slash e to force tests to run that ordinarily are skipped. Use the slash f options. T-E-S-T-E-N-V space slash f. You can use both options at once and save the output in a file. T-E-S-T-E-N-V space slash E space slash F directs everything to T-E-S-T-R-E-S dot T-X-T. If after the beginning of the command you use a greater than symbol pointing to the right, going to T-E-S-T-R-E-S dot T-X-T. Oscar uses an Intel DOS extender to access extended memory in protected mode. The purpose of the configuration tests is to verify the configuration of the protected mode environment. The configuration tests contain 10 test categories, each one exercising a different area of hardware and/or software functionality. The first four tests perform a series of system checks to ensure the basic environment is stable for the DOS extender to run under. These tests execute as normal DOS applications. The extender is not running at any time during these tests. The remaining six tests exercise various functional items under the DOS extender. Test 1, Host Test. This test determines the type of host environment that Oscar will run under. Environments tested are as follows. DPMI, DOS Protected Mode Interface, reading on page 74. VCPI, Virtual Control Program Interface, and Alternate Protected Mode Environment. Oscar can execute with certain VCPI programs active. See the Compatibility and Configuration section in Chapter 2 for more information. DOS, version X.Y. This is the standard DOS environment. Oscar requires Microsoft DOS or PC DOS version 3.30 or higher, or Digital Research DOS version 5.0 or higher. Test 2, CPU detection. This test determines the type of CPU that is installed. Oscar only executes on Intel 386, that's a trademark, or 486, also a trademark, processor-based systems. If the detected CPU is not an Intel processor, a portion of the subsequent tests is skipped. Test number 3, coprocessor detection. This test determines which floating point hardware, if any, is installed. If your system contains an Intel 486DX processor, then the coprocessor type is reported as internal. Note that if your system contains an Intel 486SX processor, you do not have a floating point unit unless you have installed an Intel 487 trademark SX coprocessor. Test 4, memory detection. This test determines the amount of free extended memory, above 1 megabyte, in your system. This test also determines if a known extended memory manager is active. There are currently several methods of extended memory management in use with DOS, and Oscar is compatible with many of these methods. If it appears that an incompatible extended memory manager is active, the test issues a warning and causes subsequent tests to be skipped. The test recognizes the following extended memory management schemes. VDisk is a memory management scheme provided by the IBM VDisk.sys device driver to create a RAM disk. If you use a VDisk manager, ensure that it conforms to the IBM VDisk memory management protocol. XMS, Extended Memory Specification, is a memory management scheme developed by Microsoft and typically provided by their HiMemSys device driver, although there are other utilities that provide XMS memory management. Oscar is compatible with XMS versions 2.0 or higher, reading on page 75. RAM drive is a memory management scheme provided by some versions of the RAMDrive.sys device driver, such as those supplied with Microsoft Windows and Microsoft DOS. Standard indicates standard DOS without any extended memory managers active. EMS is provided by VCPI hosts and is used if no XMS is detected. Warnings that this test can report. Warning 1. The configuration test has detected that the amount of memory reported by the computer binary operating system is not consistent with the amount specified in permanent system configuration memory, CMOS. There may be a memory manager active in your system that could not be identified. Warning 2. The test has determined that the VDisk signature blocks do not agree with one another. There may be more than one VDisk style manager present in your computer, with one not aware of the others. Oscar assumes the worst case signature is valid and runs under those conditions. Re-execute testenv if using the /F option if you are uncertain about your VDisk style managers. Warning 3 indicates that conditions satisfying both warnings 1 and 2 were detected, and warning 4 indicates that a memory manager has been detected that is incompatible with Oscar. Note that a memory manager can also be present that the test has not detected. Test 5, Basic Function Test. This is the first test that involves execution of an extender-based application. Testpenv.exe, spelled testpenv.exe. This test executes the testpenv application, looking for an expected return code. If this test fails, your system has a problem that prevents extender execution. Reading on page 76. Test 6, Exception Interrupt Test. This test verifies the ability to trap basic processor exceptions. Exceptions tested are as follows. Divide by 0, debug exception used by the debugger, breakpoint exception used also by the debugger, general protection fault exception, and page fault exception. If this test fails, your system might have a problem that prevents extender execution. Test 7, DOS Interrupt Test. This tests the ability to trap basic DOS and binary operating system, or BIOS, protected mode and real mode, virtual 86, interrupts. Interrupts tested are as follows. Real mode BIOS trapped to extender application. Hardware interrupt trapped to extender application. And extender generated interrupt trapped to real mode. If this test fails, your system might have a problem that prevents extender execution. Test 8, Debug Register Test. This test is not relevant to Oscar. Test 9, Floating Point Emulator Test. This test is not relevant to Oscar. Test 10, Extended Function Test. This test, Group, verifies the ability of the extender to spawn a chain of programs using software interrupts to count spawn occurrences. The subtests are as follows. Debug Exec Test verifies the ability of the extender to spawn a program under debug-style conditions, reading on page 77. Spawn stress test spawns a chain of 3 programs, ensuring successful execution and termination of each. The message indicating program too big to fit in memory does not necessarily indicate test failure. Try reducing the amount of DOS memory currently in use and re-execute the configuration test. The test executes successfully with as little as 330K of DOS memory available. Page 78 is blank, reading on page 79. Appendix C, Automatic Document Feeder. Introducing the Automatic Document Feeder for the HP ScanJet 2P. The HP Model C1791 Automatic Document Feeder, or ADF, is a powerful addition to your HP ScanJet 2P scanner. The ADF makes it possible for you to quickly and easily scan multiple page documents. The ADF can automatically scan up to 20 pages of text at one time when combined with Oscar. Setting up. Identifying the parts of the Automatic Document Feeder. The ADF has 6 working parts to it. The document tray is where you initially place the pages you want to scan. The document tray forms one end of the ADF opposite the hinged end. The document tray, the document guide, and the ADF cover make up the length of the ADF. The document guide is located on the top of the ADF, midway between the end of the document tray and the hinged end of the ADF. The guides should be set to the width of your pages. The ADF cover is located on top of the ADF on the hinged end. Pages sitting on the document tray will feed into the scanner under this cover. The ADF connector is located on the hinged end of the ADF. The connector cable supplies power to the ADF. The ADF mounting rods are located on the hinged end of the ADF. The mounting rods are what connect the ADF to the scanner. The feeder guide is located on the bottom of the ADF. It is attached to the ADF at the hinged end and sits between the ADF and the scanner's glass copy board. When pages are fed through the ADF to the scanner, they pass between the ADF and feeder guide. The feeder guide ensures that the page feeds properly into the ADF output tray. To install the ADF, 9 steps are required. Step 1, turn off the scanner. Step 2, unplug the power cord from the electrical outlet. Step 3, grip the middle of the scanner's hinge cover and pull upward, reading on page 80. Step 4, lift and remove the copy board cover from the scanner. Step 5, store the cover on a flat, smooth surface. Step 6, unpack the ADF. Save the box and packaging materials in case you need to transport the ADF. Step 7, the ADF is attached to the scanner by mounting rods located on the back end of the ADF. Position the ADF mounting rods above the corresponding holes on either side of the hinged end of the scanner body, and lower the ADF until the mounting rods are inserted all the way into the holes and the ADF is in contact with the scanner. Step 8. Attach the ADF connector cable by pushing it firmly all the way into the ADF connector socket on the rear of the scanner. The ADF connector socket is located next to the power cord socket. Step 9. Plug the scanner power cord into an AC outlet. Using the ADF. Loading paper requires 5 steps. Step 1. Turn on the scanner. Step 2. Make sure the copy board glass is free of paper. Step 3. Place the original's text side up on the document tray with the top of the documents near the top cover of the ADF. The stack of pages should be no greater than 20 sheets. Step 4. Adjust the document guide so that it touches the side of the paper stack. Step 5. Slide the paper stack forward into the ADF cover. General scanning guidelines. Make sure paper has been removed from the copy board glass before using the ADF. Straighten any curls or wrinkles from documents before setting them on a document tray. If this isn't possible, do not scan these documents using the ADF. Instead, use the copy board glass or make a photocopy of the documents and scan the photocopies. Reading on page 81. Remove staples, paper clips, and any other materials from documents. Avoid documents with tears, perforations, or punch holes. Do not use the ADF to scan sheets of uncommon paper or other media such as transparencies, gummed-backed paper, magazine pages, or lightweight carbons. When you're scanning double-sided pages, first scan one side of all the pages. When the group of pages emerge from the ADF, they will be in the same order as when they were entered, with the top of the first page facing down. You can scan the other side of all the pages by removing them from the scanner and rotating the group 180 degrees so the top of the last page is up and enters the ADF first. Note: for large documents, be sure to finish scanning the front sides of all 20-page groups before starting to scan the reverse sides. ADF paper size and weight. The maximum size paper that can be placed on the ADF is 8.5 inches wide, 216 millimeters, by 14 inches long, 356 millimeters, which is legal size paper. The minimum size paper is 7.2 inches wide, 182 millimeters, by 10.1 inches long, 257 millimeters, which is B5 size paper. For larger or smaller paper sizes, lift the ADF cover and use the copy board glass. Paper smaller than the minimum size may cause a paper jam. The maximum weight paper you can use with the ADF is 28-pound bond, 105 grams per square meter, and the minimum weight paper is 16-pound bond, which is 60 grams per square meter. Heavy or lightweight paper should be scanned using the copy board glass instead of the ADF. Clearing paper jams. If the ADF jams while you're using it, fix the jam as follows. If the jam occurs at the start of scanning, 1. Open the ADF cover. 2. Remove the jam paper, and 3. Close the ADF cover securely. If the jam occurs at the end of scanning, there are 4 steps. 1. Open the ADF cover. 2. Lift up the document tray. 3. Remove the jammed paper. 4. Close the document tray and the ADF cover securely. Reading on page 82. If the jam occurs inside the ADF, there are 6 steps. 1. Open the ADF cover. 2. Lift up the ADF. 3. Open the feeder guide by grasping the small plastic handles on either side of the feeder guide and pulling down. 4. Remove the jammed paper. 5. Close the feeder guide. And 6. Close the document tray and the ADF cover securely. Removing the ADF from the scanner. 6 steps. 1. Turn off the scanner. 2. Unplug the power cord from the electrical outlet. 3. Disconnect the ADF connector cable from the back of the scanner. 4. Open the ADF. Pull up on the ADF to remove it. Store the ADF in its original box for protection. 5. Position the copy board cover on the scanner. And 6. Press down on both ends of the hinge cover until it snaps into place. Cleaning the ADF. To clean the exterior of the ADF, 3 steps. 1. Turn off the scanner. 2. Unplug the power cord. 3. Wipe off the exterior with a soft cloth in a mild detergent. Dry with a clean, soft, dry cloth. Reading on page 83. Clean the feeder guide when it gets dirty or when vertical black lines appear on the printouts while using the ADF. Use the following 4 steps. 1. Turn off the scanner. 2. Unplug the power cord. 3. Using a clean soft cloth, wipe the outside surface of the feeder guide. And 4. Wipe the inside surface of the feeder guide. Page 84 is blank. Reading on page 85, Appendix D, Grade 2 Translators. Oscar supports 2 Braille translation programs, Duxbury and Hot Dots. When you select the Grade 2 Braille conversion, you are running a batch file that performs the translation using standard Duxbury or HotDots commands. The translators can be used without Oscar if you're interested in translating files other than those created by Oscar. They're the standard packages with no modifications made for Oscar. If you'd like more information, see the manuals supplied with your translator. Page 86 is blank. Reading on page 87, Appendix E, Oscar IntelliSensory Products. Using Oscar with Speech Access Systems. While Oscar works best with Vert Plus, SoftVert, and ScreenReader, any other speech access system can easily be used with Oscar. Special considerations for ScreenReader or SoftVert 5.0. Note, these notes apply to all synthesizers except BrailleMate and PersonalVert 2. Have the document spoken using the insert key. The cursor will park at the bottom of each screen while the speech finishes. Once the screen has been spoken, you may either press the insert key again to automatically speak the next screen, or press Control asterisk on the 10-key keypad to return the cursor to the top of the screen. Next, you can reread the screen using Oscar's next character, next word, next line, or next sentence commands. When done rereading the screen, press the asterisk key on the 10-key keypad to bring up the next screen and press the insert key to continue reading. When the scanner is ready to start the next page, it'll beep twice. You should wait for the synthesizer to stop speaking, then press any key to bring up the end of the page menu. Using Oscar with ScreenReader results in slow speech rates unless you've loaded a disk caching driver. You can use the disk caching program called smartdrive.sys that comes with Microsoft Windows, DOS 4.0 or DOS 5.0. See your DOS or Windows manual for configuration instructions. Other compatible disk caching programs are listed in the Compatibility and Configuration section of Chapter 2. Disable key echo using cap A asterisk on the screen reader pad to prevent double echo of your input keys from within the Oscar menus. A reminder for users of Vert Plus, SoftVert 5.0, and ScreenReader. Because Oscar is fully integrated with Vert Plus, SoftVert, and ScreenReader, it's not necessary to use any ScreenReader or Vert reading commands while in Oscar. Instead, always use Oscar's document reading commands, which relieve you of having to deal with the dimensions of the screen. Here on page 88. Non-telesensory speech access programs. During document reading, asterisk on the 10-key keypad should be used to move from screen to screen. Starting Oscar with the slash B option will cause text to be written to the screen via the BIOS. Most access programs will automatically speak anything written in this manner. If you need to review anything on the screen after it has been spoken, use your access program's screen reading functions. Using Oscar with Navigator and View 2. Normally, when you use Navigator with Oscar, everything works fine. Oscar functions in a document mode, meaning you never have to worry about changing screens as you read through a document. However, if you use View 2 to read a document, Oscar is forced to work in a screen mode. Do not use View 2 to read Oscar's menus. Screen mode requires you to give special commands at the end of each screen to move on to the next screen. Use the following three steps with Navigator and View 2 to go to the next screen. Step 1. When you're in View 2 mode, you must make sure the keyboard pass-through is enabled. Press Cord, a CH. Step 2. When you reach the end of a screen, press the asterisk key. This flips to the next screen of information. Step 3. Either A, press Cord, J, or B, press the right panel execute key, then press both the right panel up and down keys together. Either will link the viewing cursor with the real cursor. It's normal for there to be an overlap of information from one screen to the next. Under no circumstances should you exit View 2 without immediately relinking to the cursor. This may cause unpredictable results. Using Oscar with BitPlus and VersaBraille 2. Oscar may be used with BitPlus 2.5 or greater. Before beginning, you should look in the Oscar subdirectory at the file oscarbit.bat. You should set all the path information in oscarbit.bat so it matches the actual directories where Bit and Oscar have been installed. Reading on 89. To use Oscar with Bit, first load Bit, then run the oscarbit.bat file instead of the oscar.bat file whenever you want to run Oscar. This remaps the window up, down, left, right, and link commands coming from the VersaBraille. These new commands help with Braille reading in Oscar. The oscar.ov file contains bit settings that must be loaded whenever Oscar is running. Normal.ov contains the standard bit settings. Load normal.ov whenever you run an external program from Oscar. Be sure to load Oscar.ov before returning from the external program to Oscar. This can be done automatically by loading the settings from batch files used to call programs when you run an external program. If you need any assistance, call TeleSensory Technical Support toll-free at 1-800-537-3961. Using Oscar with Vista and synchronized speech systems. When using the insert key to read through a document, you can force the cursor to follow the start of each line rather than jumping to the beginning of each sentence. Do this by pressing the numeral 1 before pressing the insert key. Page 90 is blank. Reading on page 91, Appendix F, Oscar Menus and Commands. Oscar Menus. Main menu under F2, MASCFROQ. M for Modify Scan Settings, A for Advanced Settings, S for Scan, C for Convert, F for Files, R, Retriever Save Settings, O for Other, and Q for Quit Oscar. The Modify Scan Settings menu includes Page Orientation. The choices are Portrait, Landscape, Reverse Portrait, and Reverse Landscape. Preview and Detect Orientation. The choices are Detect Reverse, Preview Only, Full Detection, and No. Columns. The choices are Auto Detect, None, and 2. Contrast, the choices are Automatic, Normal, which is 128, Light Text, which is 96, Dark Paper, which is 160, and the following discrete settings: 1, 016, 032, 048, 064, 080, 096, 112, 128, 144, 160, 176, 192, 208, 224, 240, and 255. Text type, the choices are normal and dot matrix. Unrecognized text marker, the choices are none, tilde, asterisk, and each sign. Reading on 92. Add to current document, the choices are no and yes. Automatic convert, the choices are no or application name, which is assigned in the convert menu. For page size, the choices are full scan, letter, legal, A4, other. Page length may be specified in inches using the format nn.dd. Page widths may be specified manually using the format n.dd in inches as well. Borders, the choices are no, yes, border at left, and specification in inches using the format n.dd, border at right in inches, border at top in inches, and border at bottom in inches, all using the same n.dd format. Advanced scan settings, which includes scanning mode, where the choices are recognize each page, single-sided batch, double-sided batch with job separators, recognize last batch, from image files on disk, and two image files, in which case the image format, image type, and resolution are specified. Alpha or numeric, the choices are both numeric or alpha. The language choices are English, Danish, Dutch, French, German, Irish Gaelic, Italian, Norwegian, Portuguese, Spanish, and Swedish. The additional language choices are none, English, Danish, Dutch, French, German, Irish Gaelic, Italian, Norwegian, Portuguese, Spanish, and Swedish. Reading 93. Scan and recognize includes save current document. The choices are yes or no. Discard old scanned pages. The choices are yes or no. The image file name and the new series name. The Convert menu includes Convert Current Document. The choices are No and Yes. Convert To. The choices are Application Name, ASCII, ASCII with No Carriage Return, or ASCII Rejustified, or Braille, in which case Translation, Page Length in Lines, Line Length in Characters, Rename HD dollar signs or TXT to TX dollar sign, Sideways, Yes or No, and Number of Copies may all be specified. The Unrecognized Text Marker may be None, tilde, asterisk, or each sign. The printer output choices are disk, PRN, LPT1, LPT2, LPT3, COM1, COM2, COM3, and COM4. Also in the convert menu, the directory for output may be specified, and automatic external program may be specified. Reading on page 94. Files menu. SCVATPDRF, which stands for Save Current Document by specifying the document name. C for Change Directory, specify the new directory name. V for view scanned document, in which case the existing document name must be specified. A for ASCII view document, in which case the existing document name must be specified. T for translate to Braille, in which case the existing document name must be specified, and output must be chosen from either disk, PRN, LPT1, LPT2, LPT3, COM1, COM2, COM3, or COM4. P is for print ASCII. The file should end in .tx asterisk, and the print output must be chosen from either disk, PRN, LPT1, LPT2, LPT3, COM1, COM2, COM3, or COM4. D is for delete file. The existing file name should be specified. R is for rename file. The existing file name and the new name must be specified. And F is for reading off the number of free disk bytes available. Reading on page 95. The retrieve or save settings menu. SRD. S is for save current settings, and the new settings name should be specified. R is for retrieve settings, in which case the existing settings name must be specified. And D is for discard settings, in which case the existing settings name must be specified. The other menu, HER. H is for halt scanning and recognition. E is for erase this page. And then you specify erase page number, and yes or no. R is for run external program, and the program name should be specified. The status menu, F3. Oscar is either idle, busy, or scanning. Viewing page will give you the page number. Columns will give you the column number. Page is recognized, tells you the page number. Current document, it can say either not saved or name of document. Found orientation will indicate portrait, landscape, reverse portrait, or reverse landscape. Last series will indicate the last series name used with saved images or with job separators. And last converted will indicate the name of the last converted file. Reading on page 96. Viewing commands. General commands are help, F1, status menu, F3, quit, which is Q, beginning or end of page, home or end keys, go to page number, which is the number and then home, go to line number, which is the number followed by GL with no space between them, go to column number, which is the column number followed by GC with no space between them, previous or next page using the page up and page down keys, beginning or end of document, which is the control home and control end key combinations, announce function, which is either a slash or a question mark, return to previous position, which is either a comma or a less than symbol, and find, which is a lowercase f. When the uppercase F is used, the find is case sensitive. Then you press enter to exit the find mode, move through the text to the next occurrence of the search string, and press the down arrow key. In the Braille mode only, you can line up the found text with the left or right edge of the display by pressing the left or right arrow key. Next screen is the asterisk on the 10-key keypad, and the top of the current screen is a control asterisk using the 10-key keypad. Speech access commands. Previous or next character use the left or right arrow keys. Previous or next word use control left arrow or control right arrow combinations. Previous or next sentence use control up arrow and control down arrow combinations. Note, some keyboards do not support these keystrokes. Alternative commands are cap E for previous sentence and cap X for next sentence. Reading on page 97. Repeat, which is numeric 5, or the 5 key on the 10 key keypad. Note, some keyboards do not support this keystroke. Alternative command is to hit enter. This will repeat the current character, word, or line. There is no alternative command to repeat a menu item. To read continuously with sentence pause, use insert. To read continuously with a line pause, enter the numeral 1, space, and then insert. To stop speaking, hit the space bar. Word wrap Braille reading commands. These commands use the navigator front panel keys. Previous or next display are the right panel left or right keys. Previous or next paragraph are the right panel up or down keys. And word wrap on or off is the execute key. Tabular reading commands for Braille and speech. The previous and next line commands are invoked with the up and down arrows. top or bottom of page is the minus or plus signs on the 10-key keypad. To the left or right, a certain number of characters is the number of characters followed by the left arrow or right arrow. Beginning or end of a line is a control minus or control plus key combinations on the 10-key keypad. Note, some keyboards do not support these keystrokes. Alternative commands are cap B for beginning of the line and cap N for the end of the line. The scanning commands are main menu, F2, and replace to page, cap R. Page 98 is blank, reading on page 99, appendix G. Data flow within Oscar. When you begin the scanning process with different settings, Oscar produces different results. In addition, Oscar can read a document that was just scanned or one that was saved earlier on disk. This appendix lists several starting options and the end results of each scanning session. Each instance described below starts with a specific operation or mode, states where the document that is being read originates from, and what the intended results will be. If you leave the setting in Advanced Scan Settings to the default, which is Recognize Each Page, and Scan a Page, you can save the scanned page as a file. When you name the file, Oscar assigns a .oda extension to it. If you convert a file manually or set Convert to Automatic Convert, you will get a file converted to the chosen application with the appropriate extension, for example, .doc or .txt. If you set Advanced Scan Settings to one- or two-sided batch scanning, Oscar will scan all your pages and documents as batch images. Oscar will assign an incremental name in the form r-nn.osi. When you choose to start recognition now from batched images, or you later select Recognize Last Batch, you will end up with a saved file. When you choose the option to image files and scan a page, you will end up with a specific image file, for example, .tiff, a TIFF file, or a .pcx file. If you choose to read an image file using the From Image File option, any image file, such as TIFF files, will be converted to a saved file. If you translate a text file using the Duxbury or Hot Dots method, you will end up with a Braille file with the appropriate extension. If you print a text file, the output will appear on the printer or the embosser. If you convert a file and use the Automatic External Program or use the Run External Program option from the other menu, your converted file will appear in your external application. Page 100 is blank. Page 101 is Appendix H warranty information. This assistive device is warranted to be specifically fit for the particular needs of you, the buyer. If the device is not specifically fit for your particular needs, it may be returned to the seller within 30 days of the date of actual receipt by you or completion of fitting by the seller, whichever occurs later. If you return the device, the seller will either adjust or replace the device or promptly refund the total amount paid. This warranty does affect the protections and remedies you have under other laws. Software warranty. This program and all related materials are provided to you in an as-is condition, without warranty of any kind, either express or implied, including, but not limited to, implied warranties of merchantability and fitness of a particular purpose. The entire risk as to the quality of performance of the program and all related materials is assumed by you. In no event shall TeleSensory be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial, including, but not limited to, special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Limited one-year warranty on hardware. TeleSensory warrants the hardware to be free from defects in material and workmanship under normal and proper use for a period of 1 year from the date of shipment by TeleSensory. The liability of TeleSensory under this warranty is limited to the obligation to repair or, at its sole option, to replace without charge and with reasonable promptness such defective product. This warranty applies only to hardware. Repair and replacement of hardware and Braille display shall be undertaken at TeleSensory's facility at 455 North Bernardo, B-E-R-N-A-R-D-O, Avenue, Mountain View, M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N-V-I-E-W, California, zip code 94043, or such other location as TeleSensory may designate from time to time. The purchaser shall be responsible for all shipping charges in connection with warranty service. This warranty shall be void if any defect or damage arises from causes beyond the control of telesensory, such as fire, accident, neglect, abuse, acts of God, or environmental or electrical stress. This warranty shall be void as to any product which has been tampered with or altered, or which has been repaired or attempted to be repaired by those other than telesensory factory authorized service personnel. In no event shall telesensory be liable for any consequential or incidental or special damages. As set forth above, telesensory makes no warranties, expressed or implied, including any warranty of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose, reading on page 102. Disc replacement policy. Telesensory warrants the magnetic media on which the software is supplied to be free of defects in material and workmanship under normal use for a period of 90 days from date of purchase. If during this 90-day period, should the disc become defective, it may be returned to telesensory for a free replacement. For fastest service, please call or write for prior authorization. Your sole and exclusive remedy, should the disc become defective, is limited to replacement of the disc as stated herein. This concludes the OSCAR User's Manual. The remainder of this track is blank.